Well, our final reading this evening comes from the book of 1 Timothy. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service, though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent. But I received mercy, because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I receive mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. Christmas is, at least for most of us, a time of joy and of celebration. 'Tis the season to be jolly, as the song goes. We enjoy time off work. We enjoy singing our favourite carols. We enjoy plenty of good food. We enjoy watching classic movies and some not so classic movies. We enjoy giving and receiving presents. We enjoy being with friends and with family. Christmas is, at least for most of us, a time of joy and celebration, a season to be jolly. But it is, of course, a season that soon passes. December turns into January. Work resumes. Diets begin. Families disperse, and we have to wait a whole year before the festivities begin again. I well remember as a young boy the feeling of despondency, even gloom, that would descend upon me once Christmas was over, and all that excited anticipation had gone. Of course, now that I'm much more of a Scrooge-like adult, I tend to be quite glad when things return to normal. But still, I wonder, is there a deeper, a more permanent, a more long-lasting joy to be experienced that the Christmas season only faintly grasps at? Is there a joy that does not tantalizingly elude us, but which we can know all year round? Well, the Bible says yes. Yes, there is. There is a joy available to us in January as well as in December. There is a joy that will not disappear once all the presents have been packed away and all the turkey has been eaten and all the songs have been sung. There is a joy, the Bible says, that does last because it's a joy that comes from God. Let me just explain very briefly. You see, the Bible teaches that we are all sinners. That's what our first reading was about, wasn't it? The Bible teaches that we have all rebelled against God. We have all turned our backs upon him. We have all decided to go our own way, and as a result, we all deserve to be punished by God. Just as a traitor deserves to be punished for his treason, so every single human being, because we have committed treason against the God of heaven, deserves to be punished by him. That is what the Bible teaches. And you say to me, well, how does that bring joy? How can I rejoice if I'm a sinner who deserves to be punished? And of course the answer is you cannot. You cannot find any joy in the prospect of being a sinner who deserves to be punished. But thankfully that is not the whole picture that the Bible paints, for as we also saw in our readings this evening, God promised that he would send a Saviour into the world for sinners. God promised that he would send a child who would rescue us from the punishment that we all deserve. And, moreover, God kept his promise. God was true to his word. God, you see, never lies. Just over 2,000 years ago, Jesus, God's own Son, was born into this world. And why? We need to ask that question, don't we? Why was Jesus born into this world? Why did Jesus come? And we read why at the start of our service, didn't we? Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That, in a nutshell, is why Jesus came, why Jesus was born. This is what Christians celebrate at Christmas. We celebrate the birth not of a cute little baby. We celebrate the birth of a Saviour. That is why we rejoice at this time of year. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. But what if you don't think that you are a sinner? I suppose most people today would admit that they're not perfect. But a sinner? That's a bit extreme, isn't it? That's a bit of a medieval thing to say. A sinner? Surely, dear Christian, you're going a bit too far to say that every single person in the entire world and throughout human history is a sinner. Well, God disagrees, if that's what you think. And of course, in the end, God's is the only opinion that counts. It doesn't really matter, in the end, what you think. What matters is what God thinks. And as far as God is concerned, you are a sinner. We are all sinners, deserving his judgment. None of us, not one, none of us is good enough for God. But the good news is that Christ Jesus came into the world for those of us who are not good enough. Christ Jesus came into this world, this fallen, sinful world, to save sinners. He came into this world to save sinners like you. But maybe this evening you accept that you are a sinner. You don't deny that. But perhaps you think that you are just too sinful for God. Perhaps you think that you are just too bad to be saved. Maybe you've done something terrible in your life, and you just cannot forgive yourself for it. And you think, why would God want someone like me? I am just too bad for God. Is there any hope for you? Well, let me tell you this evening, that the man who wrote these words that we just read, a man called Paul, was an extremely bad man. An extremely bad sinner. He describes himself as at one time a blasphemer, persecutor, insolent opponent. Paul, at one time, hated Christians. He hated the church. He hated Jesus Christ. If you wanted to find one man in the world who truly hated Christ and hated Christians, Paul was that man. There was no one, in a sense, more wicked than Paul. He even describes himself in this passage as the foremost sinner, the chief of sinners, the most sinful sinner. That is how Paul saw himself. But what did this most sinful sinner receive? He says, I receive mercy. I received forgiveness. Christ Jesus came into the world for sinners just like me. I who am the chief of sinners. Jesus Christ came even for me. That is what Paul came to see so wonderfully. Do you think that you are too bad for God, too wicked for God, too sinful for God? If that's you this evening, let me say to you that the good news is that you cannot be too bad for God. You cannot be too wicked or too sinful for God. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Even the worst sinners, the most hardened sinners, sinners who hate him, sinners who despise him, sinners who reject him, sinners who crucified him. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners like you. And how did he do this? How did Christ Jesus save sinners? Well, he did so by dying at the end of his life, by dying on a cross. You see, the baby who was born in a stable, the baby who was laid in a wooden manger, would one day be nailed to a wooden cross. And on that wooden cross, Jesus would bear the punishment of God for sinners, wicked, terrible, God-defying sinners like you. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and Jesus Christ accomplished his mission. He did what he came to do. And so as I close, I want to say to you, I hope that you do have a joyful Christmas this year. I hope that you do enjoy time with family. I hope that you do enjoy some good food. I'm sure that you will. I hope that you enjoy some much needed rest. I truly hope that Christmas will indeed be a time of great joy and of celebration for you this year. But most of all, what I hope for is that you will know, perhaps for the first time, the joy that won't fade once all the decorations have come down. I hope that you will know, perhaps for the first time, the joy that only God himself can give, the joy of knowing that Christ Jesus, who came into the world to save sinners, came into the world to save you from your sins. I hope that you will give yourself to him so that you will be able to say, Christ Jesus came into this world for a sinner like me. And he has saved me from my sins. 2,000 years ago, on that very first Christmas, a Saviour was born. Is Jesus your Saviour?